So the subtitle here is Creating a Welcoming Environment for Women and People of Color. And you'll understand more about why we have that subtitle and what we mean here in the next few slides. There were many people involved in this project, in addition to myself, Jennifer Busolo, Jane Choi, Kelly Curl, Elizabeth Hobbs, Yaling Chen, and Tracy Smith are all faculty and staff in our Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at CSU. Cassie Roche was the photographer, and Shannon Archibek Engel is from our Vice President for Diversity office. And her experience really helped us to figure out something doable that we could actually achieve in a relatively short period of time. So what problem are we trying to address here? It's spelled out in this slide. So this shows the department breakdown by gender for our undergraduate population, graduate population, and faculty. And so you'll see for both undergraduates and graduates, we have less than 40% females in the student body. And among the faculty, we're at about 29% female, which is an improvement in the last few years. But what we're trying to get at here is that we want to make sure that our department spaces are welcoming spaces to people of all genders and all races, ethnicities, etc. So you can think of a time when you've entered a room and everybody's a stranger, and you look around and you try to figure out, who should I talk to? Who might be open to having a conversation with me? Well, we do that kind of thing all the time, subconsciously, as we go through our days. This is a picture. I hope you can see this. This is from our neighboring department at CSU. This is from the Soil and Crop Sciences Department, and it's photos of all the people who've been fellows in the American Society of Agronomy. Well, if you could see that, you could see they are almost all white men in this picture. And so what does that communicate subconsciously to our students when they enter this room? They see who is valued here, right? And they happen to mostly be white men. So the idea here is, what can we do with our physical artifacts to communicate that we value everyone and that everyone is welcome? So the goals of this project were first to be sure we were inclusive within the department, that we're not just a horticulture department, but horticulture and landscape architecture. So we wanted to be sure to shine a light on both the art and the science that are home in our department. We wanted to focus on celebrating contributions of women in both of those disciplines. And ultimately, we were really aiming to inspire, well, ourselves and our students, and to just foster that climate of inclusion so that everyone would feel welcome. But in the long run, the goal really is to see those bars on that graph to come out closer to the general population, which is close to 50-50, right? So what methods did we use? We surveyed the department to develop a list of women working in horticulture and landscape architecture, mostly within Colorado or in the area. Because of the photography part of this, we needed to keep the photographer's travel costs relatively low. And so we got these nominations from many different people within the department. And then we had the committee that was listed on the title slide do the selection of who would actually be included in the exhibit. The criteria for selection are shown there in the blue area. So we wanted to have a range of ages and show you don't have to be towards the end of your career before you're having an impact. We wanted to make sure we represented a variety of races and ethnicities, different educational tracks and career paths, cultures and religions, and also roughly half were alumni from our department and roughly half not alumni. So you can imagine, as we were having these discussions about who should be included, it triggered other topics as well. And we talked about How can we really make this an educational exhibit, not just a bunch of pretty pictures? And how can we empower women through the process of doing the exhibit? So some of the things we did were, for example, that we hired a woman photographer, and then the women who were selected were all invited to choose where they wanted to be photographed, with what backdrop, what clothes they wore. That was all their choice. So we wanted, of course, for them to feel empowered through that process. So we had an exhibit in our student center for about a month this past spring, and we held an opening reception at the beginning of that exhibit, and I'll show you some pictures of that reception in the next few slides. And then the real long-term goal is to bring these portraits home to our own spaces and exhibit them there to affect the real goal that we were trying to have, and that is to be a welcoming space for everyone. So here's some shots from that reception. And each of the photographs had a little, not really a plaque, but a little sign next to them that showed the person's name, where they work, their educational background, and they answered the question, what inspires you? And so they were all kinds of answers, lots very different from each other as we went. Here's another shot. I want to point out the man in the back is our provost, Rick Miranda. So this attracted a fair bit of attention from upper administration, who came and participated in this as well. The woman on the right here is the photographer, and so she was present also to interact with people, which was really a nice touch. Then after we had that reception time, we had a panel discussion, and six of the women volunteered to be on this panel, and we asked them two questions. I gave them these questions in advance so they could prepare. They were, what challenges have you faced in your career, and how did you overcome them? And secondly, what advice would you give students, professors, and administrators about how we can support women and other historically marginalized groups? So they each spoke to this topic. I gave them 3 minutes each, so this was pretty intense time. And then we also had time for interaction with the audience, to ask questions and to add their comments to the ideas that were expressed. Now what I'd like to do is just show you the portraits. These are the portraits that will be displayed in our spaces, hopefully for years to come. So this is Tina Bishop. She's a local landscape architect. Dorothy Borland is a consultant in turf industry especially, and also in gardening. Sharda Krishnan is the director of horticulture research at the Denver Botanic Gardens. Carla Dakin is a landscape architect in Denver. Lorena Mannix is a landscape designer and consultant. Abby McNeil works for the city of Denver in the Parks Department and manages all of their sports turf. Angie Maluski is a landscape architect in Fort Collins. Lauren Springer Ogden, some of you may know because she's a prolific author and a garden consultant. Anna Kars is a landscape architect. She's a graduate from our program who's now in Boston, but she actually flew herself back so she could be photographed. Cecily Mui is an ecologist working for the Department of Defense. Michelle Provaznik is the director of our Gardens on Spring Creek, which is a public garden right very close to our horticulture center that belongs to CSU. So it's a public garden, but right next to CSU. Amira Shahid is a landscape architect. Gail Volk is a research scientist with USDA ARS in Fort Collins. Allison Mendenhall is a landscape architect. Beth Zwinek works in a greenhouse and has done that work for decades. Ping Shu is a landscape architect and teaches at the University of Colorado Boulder, our arch nemesis down the road. But that just gives you a flavor of what that display was like. And now our next steps are to bring the portraits home. As I said, we're actually in the process of moving out of our building right now. And so home is changing to four different places across campus, but we're planning to divide those portraits up so we can each have them and not just put them in storage while the building gets redone. And then really our most important goals are the ongoing work to increase people's awareness and to create that welcoming atmosphere for everyone. And ultimately, to not just improve our recruitment of women as students, staff, and faculty, but also that they will feel at home and they'll be retained. It's hard to time yourself when you're speaking, but it looks like I have a few minutes for questions. So are there any questions? Yes. Right. That's a great question. It's a tough topic because our department is predominantly white. But our community, like say if we define ourselves, the state of Colorado is becoming less and less white. Our dominant minority is the Hispanic community in Colorado. And so we're working hard to try to figure out how to recruit Hispanic students in particular, also Native American students. But so one thing we've done is that we have collaborative agreements with Hispanic-serving institutions. Like in our case, there's a CSU in Pueblo, which is a Hispanic-serving institution, where the CSU main campus is not. And so we've got an agreement with them that they can do a 2+2 program to come into our department. Another thing that we're working on as far as recruiting goes, we started this spring a community engagement program with undergraduate students, both from horticulture and landscape architecture, in a historically Mexican community in Denver. And so we were working with a nonprofit organization that develops backyard gardens in that community. And so this was really about educating ourselves, the faculty who were involved, educating the students too, as to how can we support a community's efforts, not take over, not come in and say we're in charge, but to say what do you want us to do and how can we support that. And a neat thing came out of that relating back to recruiting was that this particular nonprofit does container hydroponics, and they asked us if we would develop some curriculum for teenagers in their community to learn how to do hydroponics. And we're hoping that, you know, these things take years, I think, to really come to fruition, but we're hoping that that kind of thing will help us to improve our recruiting and retention. Thanks. Other questions? Let's see what time it is. We have time for one more. Yes?
Photos are beautiful. Are they going to be on your website?
That's a good question. I haven't actually asked that question of the photographer because she's given them to us through a password-protected website, so she might be a little particular about that. But maybe if we give her credit, she might be open to that. So, thanks for your attention.